UWA-517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, sir.
Ares 31, me neither.
There 71 Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was there anybody at above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
There 71 Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's Merger 1095. Yeah, something just passed over. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy? Do we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, taking airplanes.
County dispatch. Bob, I swear to God, 4 calls in on an unidentified object over Liberty.
4 calls.
4 calls on an unidentified flying object.
All right, take a look. All right, we'll check it out.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. Hello everyone and welcome to the show. How are you all? Tonight's guest is Michael from Ohio, and he will be sharing some of the things he has experienced through meditation that has allowed him to have multiple out-of-the-body experiences and to astral project. If you enjoy the show and you would like to help support the podcast on Patreon, you can do this for as little as $1 a month. Head on over to www.patreon.com/UFO Chronicles Podcast. You can also find a link in the description of this episode below. Any help is very much appreciated. Now, on with the show. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome, and you're calling from the state of Ohio.
Yes.
Now, your experiences are based around what you have seen via meditation. Would you like to start at the very beginning for us, please, Michael?
Yes. Okay, I was in the very beginning. I had an experience about when I was 20 years old. It was a near-death experience. I'd just broken up with my girlfriend at the time, and I was kind of feeling down. And what I saw was, it was kind of weird because I was laying on the couch and I was listening to my heart and I was trying to make my heart, you know, trying to control it or whatever to see if I could make it go faster or slower for some reason. And when I started making my heart go slower, my friend had a dog and the dog came in and it kind of scared me. And when the dog came in, I kind of jumped out. But when I lifted up, it was like, it felt like static. Electricity, almost like, I don't know, sometimes when people do the hand thing and they rub your hand and they pull the center of it, it kind of feels like spider webs coming out of your hand. That's the best way I can describe it. So I came out, I saw the dog there, and it almost seemed like the dog could see me too, because it just took off running. And when I went to lay back down, I was in black, total blackness. And there was a light it was like a door in the distance. And there was a silhouette, a shadow in the door. And that's when I kind of got freaked out. And I started, I guess, praying or whatever. And then I just woke up. And I don't know why I had that experience, but I remember coming out of my body. That was kind of like the most important part. So after that, I never really gave much thought to it. I never told anybody. Or I might have told my mom, but I never told anybody of my friends or anything like that. And it wasn't until I was about 34 that I never was interested in UFOs or anything like that. I never would consider a subject. I just would a normal life, go to work, come home. I just had my first child when I was 30, yeah, I never gave much thought to it. But then for some reason, all of a sudden I started getting interested in it. It was almost like a compelling nature to try to soak up as much information as I could about the subject. I would try to just look at everything and just try to see what it was all about, I guess, you know? And what I started to do was I came somewhere when I was like going down the rabbit hole of transcendental meditation. I don't know what video it was, but I saw a video about meditating. And normally, before I even saw that video, what would happen to me when I go to sleep at night would be I would lay there, and right before I go to sleep, I would see pictures flash in front of my eyes. For some reason, I don't know what it was, but the pictures would flash really, really fast. And they would flash for a couple minutes, and then I'd fall asleep. And that happened to me almost every night trying to go to sleep. And I didn't know why or anything like that. But when I saw the video on transcendental meditation, I started to meditate, and then the pictures would come, but then I would be able to slow them down. But I'd see the pictures. And then when I started to meditate, the pictures would slow down, and I would be able to see certain things or whatever pictures. Like on one instance, I saw a picture where there was a hill, and then in the distance there was a thunderstorm, and then there was people on this hill, and they were all wearing yellow raincoats. I don't know what it means, but that was one of the pictures that when I started meditating, I would be able to stop on that picture. And then there was a couple others, but I can't remember what they were. So I started doing this. I was meditating. And then at one point, the same thing happened to me that happened before when I came out of my body. I was meditating and something startled me, and I rose up and I was out of the body. And I knew, because I looked back, and it was kind of weird because when you look back and you see yourself, it's almost like it's blurry for some reason. I don't know why. But then that kind of freaked me out. So I tried to lay back down, and I couldn't get my body to move. I wouldn't come all the way out, because like I would sit up, and then my leg would stiffen up really, like really hard. And I don't know, that prevented me. I couldn't get out all the way. But then I laid back down, and I couldn't get my body to move. I kept coming out or whatever of my body. And the only way I could figure out to get it to move was I had to lay back down and then kind of jerk myself. And then that allowed me to, I don't know, like kind of jumpstart my body to be able to sit back up. And I was kind of taken back by that. I didn't know what to think about that. And then when I was out of my body, everything was the same. Like when I saw everything, it was just my apartment. It was just, everything was normal. So that really, it made me think, like, cause I'm the type of person that I want to know why that happened, or I try to understand how it happened. Like, what did I do to, you know, why did I come out like that? You know? And, so I continued meditating, and like I said, the same things would happen. The pictures would flash, and then I wouldn't come out of my body at all after that point, but it still weighed on my head. Like, how did I come out of my body? So then what I started doing was I would lay there and I would meditate, and I would visualize my arms moving without actually moving them. And when, you know, I would just sit there, I'd meditate, I'd say a word over and over again in my head. It's almost like your brain would turn down, you know, or turn the volume down. You would hear like a hum, and it would just drop. And then if I visualized my arms moving, eventually my arms would start moving. And then when my arms started moving, I would know that I was out and I would be able to sit up. So when I figured that out, I was able to get out a couple times. You would be in your same place. It would be your apartment or wherever, your home, and everything would be where it should be. But sometimes when you come out, there will be difference. There will be things that are different. Like there would be a table where you don't own a table, and for some reason there's a table there. Or on one occasion, I came out, and right next to where my door was going outside to my apartment or whatever, it was a door cut out of the wall, and it was open. It was like if you took a chalk and you drew a door on a wall, and then you opened that door. What kind of threw me off, because there was a gentleman that was working there. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know. I yelled at him. I tried to get his attention. He just ignored me or whatever. It was just one of those weird things. And then I tried to get out again, but I couldn't get out because my leg would stiffen up and it would not allow me to get up. And then there was other times where, well, I'd always get back in because I'd always lay back down, and I'd always kind of like jerk myself, like kind of shake. And that would get my body to start waking up. And I noticed sometimes when I was out that I would try to grab objects. Like I couldn't get out and walk around, but I could just sit up and my body would be laying there, or it would just you know, normal. But when I sat up to go grab things, it would feel like I was grabbing them, but it would almost feel like paper. It would crumble in your hand. I remember that because I remember grabbing a pillow and it was just a weird feeling. But I started coming out of my body. I started doing these things. I started seeing things. I don't know if I was supposed to see them or not. I would have, my dreams would be very, very vivid. But when I dream, it would be weird. It would be like if you ever left a TV on while you're dreaming and somehow the TV incorporates into your dream, whatever's on the TV, you might hear the TV in your dream. And then your dream would be based on what the TV was saying. But it was like there was people talking and I could hear that they would have conversations, you know, but I wouldn't see them in my dream, that they would just be talking back and forth to each other. I would make note of that. And I would make note of, sometimes I would come out of my body and there'd be a radio there that I had no idea how the radio got there. And then there would be a voice that came on the radio and he would just ask me questions like, who am I? Or stuff like that. In particular, I remember I was sitting watching TV and my wife and my two kids were right next to me on the couch one time. And I was meditating. I was just saying the word over and over again in my head. For some reason, I had this compelling thought come over me, said that we're going to raise you up. Like, I don't know what it means. And sure enough, my body, it rose up where my dining room table was. The only best way I can explain it, it looked like a blue light. It was underwater. And then my feet, I had turned feet first and I was heading towards this blue light and I was super, super scared. Like, my heart was racing really, really fast. And I guess whatever was doing that to me realized that my heart was racing really fast because it set me back down. And I thought that maybe I had like another out of body. It was just the same thing. It was just weird because every time I came out of body before, things would be different. You know, it would just be, I knew I was out of my body because I was aware. Unlike a dream where it's kind of like muddled, you know, you can't really, like when you're dreaming, you know, like if you're from here to there, but you don't know how you got there. It'd somehow be all clustered together. But I don't think I came out of my body this time because the cover went with me and that was really weird. So I don't know if like I was experiencing it or I don't know what it would be, but that didn't keep me from stopping meditating or anything like that. I continued to do the meditation and stuff. I had other experiences up to that to where I would see, best thing I could say is they're like beings. They look like us. They're smaller. They have larger heads. They have large eyes, but they have normal hair. They have hair like you or I. I've only seen like women. I haven't seen men. Usually the ones that I saw were always women. I was at my apartment and I was in my room and I had this feeling come over me in my stomach where it was really, I just felt real sick to my stomach for some reason. And then a metallic taste in my mouth. And I don't know why I remember the metallic taste, but then it felt like something was forcing me to go to sleep. And I was aware that it was forcing because before I wasn't tired. And then next thing you know, you're just really, really tired. And eventually I fell asleep, but for a split second, I woke up. And when I woke up, I was upside down next to my bed because I could see the bed and there was something standing in front of me. And I saw from the belly button down, it was almost like a suit. It was white. I believe it was a girl, it was white. And they had the suit that they were wearing. It was like rubber. It looked rubberish. It had diamond patterns, like a raised diamond pattern all over it. And then there was a solid red circle where the belly button was. And it scared me so bad. I mean, I get chills thinking about it, but I hit its leg with the back of my hand. And I don't know. And I guess after that, I blacked out again and I woke up and everything was fine. But I remember the raised diamond pattern. And I remember I knew it was a female, but the legs were skinnier. I didn't see the face or anything like that. I saw a face later, but it was not at that time. But yeah, it freaked me out. I didn't know what to think about it. The only thing that I could think is because I started meditating and what happens when I meditate, for some reason, I lowered my heart rate because at the beginning, when I had my experience, I was able to listen to my heart rate and I was able to lower it, you know, at will when I wanted to. So when I started meditating, I started lowering my heart rate and whatever I was doing, it took notice of something like either they were always there and they saw or they knew what I was doing or they were never there. And I caught their attention, I guess you could say, but I didn't feel threatened or anything like that. It just was like, I don't know how to explain it. the ones that I saw, like I said, they look like us. They have larger eyes, but they have pupils. They just, their eyes look like ours. They're larger though. And like I said, I'm the type of person that I just want to know why. I don't know why, you know, I was seeing this stuff. And I'm competent. You know, I've had a normal life. I've never, no alcohol, no drugs, no nothing. You know, 9 to 5, take care of my kids and just try to be a good citizen, you know? And it kind of, I want to say it didn't kind of freak me out at first, but then it didn't freak me out. It was almost like, I know people say this all the time, but they expect them to come. I don't know if they do something to where they make you feel comfortable, but early, I don't know how they, you know, if they could do that. But I remember I had a dream, and that's how I seen them in my dream. I never saw them. The only time I seen them outside of my dream was when the figure was standing in front of me and I hit with the back of my hand. And, but when the only time I knew what they looked like is they would come up to me and I got to have a dream. And I would be talking to someone, and in my dream, it was like I couldn't remember. It was kind of weird. Like I was talking to someone, and I couldn't remember as we were talking. My brain wasn't retaining the information for some reason. Like I was just standing there. And the only time that I remembered anything was a woman came up. But again, she was not like us. She was smaller. She had a larger head. She had larger eyes. She had brown, wavy, curly hair. And she was mad at whoever was talking to me. I remember her saying that, "What are you doing? We're not supposed to be talking to him." And that kind of threw me off too, because she said him. And I thought about that so much, because I don't know why. Because to me, I would have thought that she would have said them, you know, as like a human race or something like that. But she said him. And I didn't know, you know. And after that, I woke up and I just kept doing the same things. I kept meditating. I don't know why when I meditated, why I would come out, but I would just, eventually I'd be able to do it. I'd be able to lay there and I would say a word over my head and I would feel like my arms are moving. And at a certain point, my arms would actually really move and then I would be out. Then I would know that I could get out. And every time it seemed like there was things that are different. Maybe I was seeing something that they didn't want me to see. I know that there was one time, which was a strange thing, was towards the end of it. Towards the end, this happened I was in Florida at the time. And this happened between 2015, 2016. Within a year, all this happened to me. So for all my life, when I was 20 years old, I had that one experience out of body. And then for the rest of my life, I had nothing ever strange happen to me. But for the year of 2015 to 2016, all this stuff started happening to me. And right before we were getting ready to move out of Florida, I was laying there. And again, I felt something come over me where it was trying to make me go to sleep. And eventually I'd always, it's like you couldn't fight it. You know, you'd go to sleep. But this time when I slept, I was dreaming. It was like a normal dream. And I remember the dream perfect. We were in a house. I was in a house and I had my son with me, who was younger at the time. And I was holding him because I think he was about maybe 1 at the time. And we were upstairs and something was telling me that this house was haunted. Like, you got to get out of the house, get out of the house, you know? And I was scared in the dream. So, but still, it was still like a dream, because one minute you're upstairs and then the next minute you're downstairs. You don't know how you got from there A to B, but you're still in, you know, you're still in the house. So I go downstairs, I'm downstairs. I get ready to go out the door. There's a lady there and she's dressed in a white bellhop uniform. The only way I can describe it is she had a bellhop hat and she had a white button up shirt collar, like a suit or whatever. And she looked Egyptian. I remember she was shaved head, but I knew she was a lady because she had woman features, you know, and she smiled at me. As she was smiling, she turned around and she closed the gate to the front door, which had me so worried because at the moment I was trying to get out of the house. So when she shut the gate and she looked at me and she smiled, a thought came to me and says, "Where's your son?" And I looked down and I didn't have my son anymore. And then I turned and I looked in the other room and there was like a baby floating. But it almost looked like a doll, is the best way I could describe it. But still, I was in a dream. I was still experiencing this as a dream, right? So I rush in, I grab the doll, and as soon as I grab the doll, I spun 360 degrees. And then when I spun 360 degrees around, I wasn't in the dream anymore. It was real. Like everything, all my senses came back and I was standing in this place or whatever. And I could look around and I was there. For as soon as I was standing there, these lights started flashing in front of me, and they were like, it was just in the middle of the air. I don't know why they were flashing in front of me. I don't know what was going on, It scared the hell out of me. So the only thing I remember seeing, like, the lights were flashing and they were going in sequence. And then I said out loud, please, you know, my mom always told me that if something was ever bad happened to you, you just say Jesus's name and whatever it is would stop. And for some reason I remembered that. So that's what I said. And as soon as I said that, it stopped and I woke up and I didn't know what to think really about it. There was another time I was laying on the couch and I was falling asleep. And again, something, I would see the pictures in front of my head or flash in front of my eyes. And I saw a TV for some reason. Like it was almost like a dream that time, but I saw a TV and there was a guy on there. He was had a ponytail and he had a black shirt on and he kept motioning at his chest for some reason. I don't know why or whatever it was. And it scared me. I woke up. And then as I woke up, I turned my head to look above me and I see a face fading out. It was a white face. It had the bigger eyes, but it was black. Their eyes were black. But I didn't feel scared or anything. It was like I felt happy. I think I even smiled when it happened. So the face just faded out. And then once it was gone, it's like I got my senses back and I jumped up and I ran in to tell my wife what happened. And as I'm going past, I notice on my ceiling, there's a little blue light that was swirling above me. I tried to get her to come in and see it real quick, but it was just, I don't know what it was. I don't know. And it just swirled out and it was gone. And then another strange thing happened was when I was telling her what happened, I put my hand in my pocket. But when I put my hand in my pocket, my wrist burned. It hurt for some reason. So I went to look down and there was nothing on my wrist. I couldn't see anything. But then again, I went into the bathroom and you couldn't see anything on my wrist. But if you held it up to the light at a certain angle, I don't know, I could see the shine, like a shiny thing. It looked like a symbol is the only way I can describe it. It looked like a crescent moon symbol. And the only reason I knew it was there is because it burnt in that spot for just a split second, but it made me aware of it. And then when I held it up to the light, I could see the difference between my skin from the shining. Like it was shining. The light was bouncing off of the symbol. I'd never really gotten freaked out about anything like that, but I always wanted to know what is the purpose or anything like that. Plus, after the incidents where I had the dream where they kind of pulled me into the dream, after that day, I was never able to see the pictures in my head anymore. And then I have a constant ringing in my ear, which I've never had my whole life. Never had a ringing in my ear. And then just recently I got diagnosed with Graves' disease, which is hyperthyroidism. And this is coming from just healthy. I've never had any problems in my whole life, you know? And then the ringing in my ear, I didn't know. I tried to research it and look up what it is, like tendonitis or whatever, but that always bothered me. What I thought was I was doing something that they didn't like I was seeing something that I wasn't supposed to see and they didn't like it. So they put a stop to it somehow.
Do you like lore, legend, mythology, folk tales, or fairy tales, and the philosophy that might be behind some of them? Well, if you do, you should check out Lore and Legends podcast. Lore and Legends explores humanity's past, present, and future through the lens of lore and legends built up by dominant cultures like ancient Egypt, Greece, and more forgotten and ignored groups like the Native Americans or tribal Africans, as well as modern myths, legends, and phenomena from Bigfoot to UFOs to psychic powers, and even religions. So check out Lore and Legends wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, including the network you're listening to right now, the Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
And it kind of made me upset because I thought, because I was upset about it because I looked on the internet and stuff about people talking about how they could remote view and do all these things. And I think to myself, how are they allowed to do it, but I can't do it? You know, what was it? What was I doing different that they said, no, this ain't going to happen anymore? And they took it away. Right. And that for years, I always thought about that. I always thought, why did they take this? Why did they take it away? Just as soon as I was starting to understand it, I was starting to be able to slow the pictures down and actually see what I was looking at. Yeah, they took it away. And not too long ago, I say about a month ago, I got an answer. I don't see the pictures anymore, but I still have the dreams. But the way it is for me is I only dream on certain days, and I can almost time the certain days. For a week out of the month is when I dream. Every other time, on the other days, I do not dream whatsoever. So on the 5 days that I dream, and this has been going on for a year or two now, where I know that on these 5 days that I dream, it would be the same thing. I would hear people talking, and they're like having conversations back and forth, like almost like they're taking me and they're having me sleep and they're having me dream. And then they're having conversations while I'm dreaming, or, you know what I mean? And I remember one in a dream, I was really upset. I kept thinking about that. Why did they take this away? What was going on with it? The answer that I got was that when they took me one time, that I died, that something happened with, I guess, because I was lowering my heart rate and I died. So it wasn't that they took it away. It was that while I was, I guess, gone, they almost saved my life, you know, but in return, they made my heart go faster. And then I have a constant ringing now. And that's what I took away from it. I don't know why they're here. I don't know what it's all about, really. I have my theories on what it's all about. I think that there is a world that we can't see. If you're fortunate enough, if you're able to get out of the, like when you're in your body, you're in this world, you know, it's material, you know, you can touch things, you can see, you know, interact with things. But when you get out, it's different. Like you're there, but it's almost like it seems like there's a world that's built on top of ours, is the best way I can explain it. When they come into our world, they wear suits to interact with our world. And I thought about that, because if they wear suits and they're not made up of the same, they're not like made up of matter as we are. That's how when people see them and flying in the ship, they can move at such crazy degrees, is because it's not matter. They wear suits to interact in our world, but it sounds so far out there and so crazy. And I'm nervous even talking about it, because I don't know what it is. First of all, I don't know why they're here. I don't know why they picked me to do this. I want to know. I want to know why. I had another dream that was weird too. Like my dreams are, as far as the pictures, I can't see the pictures anymore, but I have, my dreams are really, really weird sometimes. Like I hear them talking, and then sometimes I dream where I'm on different planets. Not too long ago, I was on a planet. It was really colorful and you know, vibrant. Everything was, it was just beautiful. I don't know how to explain it, but there was meteors or rocks coming down from the sky, but they weren't coming down fast. They were just slowly coming down. And I remember in the dream that I could reach up and I could push the rock and it would just move. I've had other dreams where I would sit there. I tried meditating. I try all the time to meditate to see if I can, because I can't come out of my body anymore either. And I try to see the pictures, and I do it all the time to try to do it. And in one time, I don't know if I got close, but it felt like I was going through a tunnel, right? And I was meditating, I was going through a tunnel, and it was just colors, and I was just going further and further. Then a voice in the background called me by my last name and asked me to come back in. Like, I don't understand, you know, the reason behind it, but I know that they're there, you know? And it kind of gets aggravating too when I see, like, people, like when you see, like, they're not there. Because if you see them, you know that they're there. You know, the one I saw, it was a suit. It had to have been a suit that they were wearing. It had the diamond pattern. It had a diamond pattern on it, and it had the red solid circle where its belly button was. And then plus, I seen them outside the suit. But when I seen them outside the suit, it was dreams. And I always talked to the same one. The one that would talk to me for some reason, she had black hair, but she had bigger eyes. Then the other one had brown curly hair, longer. With bigger eyes, but small features, you know, almost like you would think like a kid or something, but larger heads. I don't know what it's all about. I sometimes think that maybe that this place here, they're using us for some reason. Maybe they're taking DNA. Maybe they're, you know, I heard some people say that, you know, I almost kind of agree with that. Maybe they've created this world or created us in order to use something from us. And the only way that they can use it is we have to have the bodies or whatever, you know. But in order for it to have the body grow, it has to have like a soul, you know, or a, I guess, a light being or whatever. I know some people talk about light beings. So I think that we're different in that way. You know, I don't think a person truly ever dies, you know, like I said, energy just transfers from one place to another. These bodies, you have to have a soul to have these bodies grow. And once they get to a certain age, they start, you know, I think they take certain people that they need something from, DNA, or it might be reproductive too, you know, because I thought about that too, because they're small frames, you know, because I don't think, like, if you had a being that's that small, I can't see how they reproduce like we do. So I thought maybe that this is just my theory. I thought maybe that they were taking, using us as for reproduction purposes, you know. But then again, also from what I've seen, there's humans that are with them too, for some reason. And I don't know if these humans, what I thought was maybe these humans from a past, because the girl that I saw that shut the door, that was in the bellhop uniform, she looked, I mean, if you look at her first, she was Egyptian. She had the same features as an Egyptian. She had the makeup like an Egyptian. And I thought maybe there's people, or maybe our understanding of life is different. Maybe they took people from the past and those people were with them, working with them or something like that. And then the guy behind the door, he was a human too. Because sometimes people get excited. And I know I heard people say like grays and stuff. And I've never seen a gray. I sometimes think that maybe they're confusing the suits. Because when they wear the suits, and I do know that the females wear white. And I think the males wear gray. And I don't know how I know that. It just seems like something was told to me. It seems like when they have their suits, they have to wear the suits because they can't interact with us in this world. Or they can't do anything in this world. The suits allow them to, so to say, pick up an object in our world. But if they were to take the suits off, you wouldn't be able to see them, if that makes sense. I think that's what I got from it anyway. And I think that's how their ships work. I don't know how. I almost think like, because I know people see the ships. And I know that like they just came out not too long ago. They came out saying that, yeah, we have something that we don't know what it is. And I almost want to think that maybe the ships are made here. You know, like the ships are from where we are, you know. The one thing I know too, for some reason, is there's something to do with the light too. And because the light's always blue. And every light that I've seen, the one that was underwater, it looked like it was underwater, and the one that was on the ceiling was the same color blue. It's not a dark blue. It's almost like a light blue. And I don't know if it's related to that. I don't know why that the light is blue. I think there's something to do with that. I think if a lot of people talk about the light, they would say blue, a blue light. And it almost seems like they're able to turn our brains off. And I don't know if it's with like frequency or something like that, but they can turn you off and then they can take you there, do whatever they want, you know, with you. And it's never any kind of, I don't think for me, it was never nothing bad. It was never malicious in any way, but I think they somehow turn your brain off. But for some reason, whatever I was doing, it was making me aware of the fact when they were doing it. I was aware of them trying to turn my brain off to do whatever. I've never really had anything other than this, like I said, from the 2014 to the 2015 and the time I came out of my body. But there was one time where when I was a kid, I can remember falling asleep, and I'd go to sleep with toys all the time. I like to have toy cars or something like that. And I'd always fall asleep with the cars. And when I wake up, they would be gone. Now, granted, I don't know what happened to them. And I just assumed my mom took them out of the bed while I was sleeping, you know. I don't know if it's something that they've been here the whole time. The one thing that I struggle with sometimes is the fact that the only thing that I know for sure in this world is that I'm the only one that has a conscience. And it sounds weird, but I think about it because I'm the only one that can see out of my eyes. I can't look through anybody else's eyes to know that what they're thinking, or for sure I know that I have a conscience. I know that I am experiencing this. And sometimes I think, what if I'm experiencing, like, this is all for me, you know? I know that's kind of out there, but I often wonder that sometimes, like, maybe I'm going through this ride, like a video game or something. Yeah. I don't know what all this is about. And I know that you can only take what a person says with a grain of salt. I can attest that everything I say, I'm telling the truth. It's happened to me. I don't know that doesn't really matter, you know?
Yeah, people have unique experiences, yeah. And they're don't always have the same experiences, you know?
It's different. The one thought about, because like the extraterrestrial, I am assuming it's extraterrestrial, the being that was standing in front of me, like I remember the features of it, the way that the felt and stuff, but more importantly, the diamond patterns. You know what it looked like? If you ever seen a semi, like a truck, like a rig. They have that metal plate sometimes on there, and it has little diamonds on it all over the place. It looked like a suit. It was a white suit. They had raised diamond patterns with the red circle. And I thought, I saw that. So, and that's pretty descriptive. So if something like that exists in our world and someone knows about it, that's going to like, you know what I mean? That's going to be like, wait a second, you know, it's going to make them think.
Whether it's through dreams or it's meditation, you know, there's the mm-hmm. world we see, you know, which we experience, we can taste and see and hear and touch. And then there's, mm-hmm. which I think is the unseen world.
I truly believe in that. I truly believe that, because like I said, I never experienced anything. I never even thought of this. I never thought of anything extraterrestrial or anything like that. I mean, I was aware of it, but, and I don't know why, what happened to make them, like I said, when I was able to see things, to cut me off from it. Why did they cut me off, you know? And like I said, the thing I thought is that I died, you know, that's what I got from. And it was, again, it was just like one of those voices when I was dreaming said something, you know, and I just remembered it when I woke up. I don't want to sound like pretentious and say, well, I know for sure, you know, but like from what I experienced, it seems to me that there's another world and that these beings are in that world and they can interact with us. And it seems like they take certain people, like certain people have something different about them. It seems like, I mean, I don't know. I can't say that because I don't know for sure, but.
I mean, they do say, you know, there could be up to 11 different dimensions. So, you know, it could be multiple places. You know, multiple realities.
Yeah, that was, I always found it weird too, because whenever I would come out of body, right? And I don't know if you've ever meditated before, but coming out of my body, it would always be different. Certain things would be there, certain things wouldn't be there. I'd see people that, but I would know, I would be aware, because it wouldn't be a dream, because it would be as clear as day as talking to you, you know? And I remember, I could never get out. It was almost like something in our bodies keeps us in these bodies, you know? It's hard to get out. For me, it was anyway. It was hard for me to get out. I could never get out all the way.
When was the last time you tried meditating?
I try all the time. I do it every night. I try to do it every night. Before, when I meditate, like I said, I would see the pictures and I would come out. I would be able to come out of my body when I wanted to, you know, just by moving my arms or pretending like in my head, feel like my arms are moving. And I knew, like I said, when my arms started moving, I would come out. And I missed, because I feel like I missed some things. I remember things. I have a good memory, but it seems like I couldn't know more. I regret, or two things I regret, is when I rose up and I went feet first to whatever, it was a light where my kitchen table was. And it was underwater, it was blue. And I regret not going in there, if that makes any sense. Like my heart was racing too fast and I felt like maybe I was going to have a heart attack and they just put me back down. But I regret not seeing what would have happened if I went in through the light or whatever, towards the light. And when I was in the dream, if I didn't say Jesus's name or whatever to get it to stop, I wonder what they were trying to do, you know? And that's why I try to meditate now, but I never can come out, and I don't see any pictures in front of my head. The only thing that happens now is every 5 days around, pretty much on clockwork, on the same days every month, I'll start dreaming to a point to where I can remember the whole dream, you know, or pretty much 80% of the dream, like people talking to me in the background, you know, like they're conversating with themselves. This is when at night nothing's on, you know, there's no TV on or anything like that. Sometimes what I'm hearing in my dream has nothing to do with my dream at all. It's just like I'll be dreaming of something, and in the background, someone's talking about their day or something happened. It's just weird to me. I thought about trying to regress or whatever. I know people who do regressive hypnosis, but I don't know. And then I also thought about going to like the doctors to see if anything happened, because I know that beforehand I never had a ringing in my ear, and now it's constant. And usually when I looked up what that was about, sometimes it means, like they said, it's trauma to the brain, you know? So I was kind of curious. I don't know. I feel weird going to the doctor asking that. So, like, if you could check me.
I'd think I'd probably just go in and say, I've got this slight ringing in my ear. What do you reckon it could be?
Yeah. If I could do something before, and then, like I said, I went through my whole life, you know, and I never had any kind of problems. And then all of a sudden, now I have the heart issues. It's almost like I was lowering my heart, right? When I started meditating, and whatever they did, they caused my heart they like turn the dial up to where my heart races now, like with the thyroid or whatever. Like, it's constantly racing. And when them doing that, somehow, I don't know how they did it. I don't know if they messed with maybe inside my head. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but that's what caused the ringing. And then they'd kind of just, they just took my heart and it made it to where it beats fast, to where I can't lower my heart. Because the only way that I could get out of my body is if my heart's lowered, you know? And the only way I could see the pictures is focusing on my heart and try to lowering it. Not to the point to where, you know, it stops or anything like that. Whatever's in your body that's holding a person to, like, their soul to the body, if you lower your heart rate just enough at a certain point, then it allows you to see these things, you know, it allows you to come out. It allows you to see certain things, you know? That's what I think anyway.
Isn't that what Tibetan monks, isn't that what they practice when they're meditating, lowering the heart? Because
I don't know where you have to lower it. I know, like, if your heart beats at like 90 beats per minute or, you know, 100 beats per minute, not for people to do it because that's crazy. You know, you don't want people to do anything like that. But for some reason, I think there's something to that, you know, to lowering your heart rate.
I know when I've occasionally tried it, that was always my concern. Now, what happens if I just lower it too much?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's something you want to, obviously, yeah. You don't want a flat line. That's what you want to avoid.
Yeah. And when, well, and also when I came out, I guess maybe a handful of times, maybe 5-6 times. And my fear was not being able to get back in. And that would always cross my mind too, because when I came out, the first time I came out, I remember seeing a video or a movie one time, and it's like stuck in my head to this day, of a guy who came out of his body and he came all the way out. And then when he went to go back in,
there was someone else in his place.
I don't know if, like, that's why when I was coming out,
like, I couldn't get all the way out. Like, it was my body reacting to that thought, you know, because my leg would stiffen up and I couldn't get out. I could just sit up and just see around me, you know.
What was kind of weird too is when you sit up and you look around and you lay back down, it could be wherever your hands are, it doesn't matter what they are, you lay right back down in the same place. Like, if your hands are behind your head and you somehow come out of your body and you put your hands on your stomach, when you lay back down, your hands will be on, they'll go right to the spot. You know, it's weird. There's got to, if this world, if there's, everything I saw is real, someone out there knows about it, you know, or whatever aliens are, you know, that are visiting here, the ships, someone knows on this planet what's going on, you know, they have to know, right? Like 100% without a doubt.
I really appreciate you coming on today, Michael, and sharing all that.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You enjoy the rest of your evening now.
You too. Thank you.
That is all for this week. Keep updated and connected with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you have an encounter that you would like to share on the podcast, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. Or reach out to me via the contact page on my website at ufochroniclespodcast.com. A big thank you to Michael for sharing tonight, and thank you for listening. I will be back next week. Till then, stay safe and keep watching the skies. Goodbye.